Good evening. This meeting will come to order. This is a regular meeting of the Zoning Review Board. My name is Ms. Kieta Holmes. I'll be serving as your chair tonight. This is a 9-member board appointed by the mayor and confirmed by the city council. This board hears applications for rezoning and special use permits. At this time, I would like to introduce you to the members of the board. To my right is Mr. Mark Reese, serving as vice chair tonight, Mr. Joe Alcock, and to my right is Mr. Mark Reese, serving as vice chair tonight, and Mr. Joe Alcock. To my left is Ms. Michelle Faulkner, Mr. Ryan Glover, and Mr. Calvin Lockwood, who will be serving as your timekeeper. Members of the staff present tonight are Ms. Brandy Crawford, interim zoning administrator and secretary to the board, and Mr. Nathan Carson and Ms. Taylor Thompson. The petitions will be heard in the order listed on the agenda. I would like to appoint you with some of the rules and procedures for the conduct of this meeting, which have been adopted by this board. The applicants will be allowed a total of 10 minutes to present their case. Since the burden of proof is upon the applicants to convince the board that the application should be approved, they may choose to reserve some of that time for rebuttal following the opponent's presentation. The opposition, likewise, will be permitted a total of 10 minutes to present their case. It will behoove you to organize yourselves so that those who wish to speak may do so in the 10 minutes provided. The opposition is not permitted rebuttal time. Mr. Lockwood will be keeping track of the time and will inform you periodically of the time remaining for your presentation. If you wish to address the board tonight, please fill out one of the blue speaker cards located near the front of the chamber. When you come to the microphone, please give your blue card to the vice chair, Mr. Reese. Before making your remarks, state your name and your address. The meeting is being recorded. Therefore, it is very important that you speak directly into the microphone. The board will take 2 votes on each application. The first vote is on the findings of fact as presented by the staff. The second vote is for approval or denial of the application. It is the second vote that determines the board's recommendation to the City Council. At the time of this hearing, each application has been regularly filed with the Bureau of Planning, which prepares the proposed ordinance. The proposed ordinance has had its first reading by the City Council and has been referred to this board for a public hearing. Next, the proposed ordinance is voted on by the Zoning Committee of the City Council. Then, the full council votes to adopt or deny the proposed ordinance. Finally, the mayor has 8 days to approve or veto the ordinance. The Bureau of Planning has reviewed each application in conjunction with various affected agencies and departments, as well as with respect to the adopted comprehensive development plan as required by the city charter. The staff recommendations, findings of facts, and conclusions are here before us in written form. Further, each application has been regularly posted, regularly advertised, and notices mailed as required by the zoning ordinance. Comments from the Department of Public Works, the Atlanta School Board, and the County Health Department have been requested. The board must consider each application legally valid and is required to make a recommendation on each petition. The rules of the council permit no demonstrations of any kind within the chamber. Please refrain from any applause or dialogue after presentations. All remarks should be addressed to the board. Please show the same respect to the person speaking that you would expect to receive yourself. The applications tonight will be considered by the Zoning Committee on May the 25th and by the Atlanta City Council on June 6th, unless otherwise noted by the board or the secretary to the board. I will now entertain a motion to adopt tonight's agenda.
Madam Chair, I'm prepared to make a motion.
Please proceed.
I move that this board adopt tonight's agenda with the exception that we move the following cases to the front of the agenda for consideration of a possible filing, deferral, or continuance. Z-1612 and Z-1613.
Second.
Are there any comments or questions? Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, nay. Motion passes. Ms. Crawford, Mr. Carson, would you please read that first case for tonight?
Sure. Our first case is Z-1612, an ordinance by Zoning Committee to rezone from the R4A, I-1 and I-2 single-family residential light industrial, heavy industrial District to MRC2, Mixed Residential Commercial District for property located at 640 North Ave, parcel number 14011-0003051, 630 and 14011-0003068 Northwest, fronting approximately 320.71 feet on the south side of North Avenue and street beginning approximately 100 feet from the southeast intersection of Elm Street. Depth varies, area approximately 1.6028 acres, land lot 82 and 111, 14th District, Fulton County, Georgia, owner 640 North Avenue Partners, LLC, applicant Georgia Ayers, MPUL Council District 2, MPU recommendation denial, staff recommendation, 60-day deferral, July 2016, ZRB. Z1613, an ordinance by Zoning Committee to rezone from R4 Single Family Residential District to MRC3 Multifamily Residential District for property located at 2742 and 2748 Alpine Road Northeast, fronting approximately 99 feet on the west side of Alpine Road and beginning approximately 95.6 feet from the west intersection of Piedmont Road. Depth varies, an area approximately 0.647 acres, land lot 60, 17th District, Fulton County, Georgia, owner Richard and Stewart Aiken, applicant Gordon Goodman, MPUB, Council District 7, MPU recommendation deferral, staff recommendation 30-day deferral, June 2016.
Is there anyone here present tonight who objects to either of the two cases that you've just heard being deferred, filed, or continued? Is there anyone here tonight who objects to these applications being deferred, filed, or continued? Hearing none, this board will go into executive session.
Madam Chair, I'm prepared to make a motion.
Please proceed.
With regard to Z1612, I move that this board defer taking action for 60 days until our regularly scheduled meeting in July.
Second.
The motion has been made and properly second. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, nay. Motion passes.
Further, with regard to Z1613, I move that this board defer taking action for 30 days until our next regularly scheduled meeting in June.
Second.
The motion has been made and properly second. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, nay. Motion passes. Mr. Carson, would you please read the next case?
Z1615, an ordinance by Zoning Committee to rezone from the R5, I1, I2 Beltline Overlay, two family residential, industrial, light industrial, heavy industrial Beltline Overlay District to the MR4 Beltline Overlay, multifamily residential Beltline Overlay District for property located at 832, 838, 842 Burn Street, Southeast Burn Street, and beginning approximately 150 feet from the northeast intersection of Marion Street. Depth varies, area approximately 3 acres, land lot 11 and 22, 14th District, Fulton County, Georgia, owner Lafarge Building Material Inc., applicant that's going to be Stephen Rothman, MPUW Council District 1, MPU recommendation approval conditional, staff recommendation approval conditional.
Mr. Rothman, please proceed.
Good evening. My name is Steve Rothman, 2849 Paces Ferry Road, Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm here on behalf of the owner. This is a proposal for 220 residential units on a piece of property that's adjacent to the Beltline. It's currently zoned largely I-1, a little piece is I-2, and a tiny little piece is R-5. What we want to do here is, to sum it up quickly, is to implement the Comprehensive Development Plan recommendation for high-density residential and implement the Beltline Master Plan recommendation not only as to density but also the street network. We went through a thorough and sifting consensus building property with the community, the Grant Park Neighborhood Association, but we also border Sand, and so we dealt with both neighborhoods. They worked well together, came up with a list of conditions that are agreeable to my client, and they're contained on the site plan that's been recommended to you by staff for approval. And I think with that, I'm going to save the rest of whatever time I have for questions or response, if there's any. But I ask you to recommend approval on this rezoning. Thank you.
Is there anyone else who wants to speak in favor of this application?
Yes, ma'am.
Please proceed, sir.
Sure. My name is Rick Hudson. My address is 325 Atlanta Avenue Southeast, Grant Park in Atlanta, Georgia. I am the Grant Park Land Use and Zoning Chair. We went through a thorough process of I think Joe and Calvin are very familiar with our process. We do an immediate neighbors process to bring in the people most directly affected first. Then we move out to the general neighborhood for discussion. And during this process, we also brought in our neighbors from Sand. We worked together to compile a list of conditions that worked well for the neighborhoods and for the applicant. And we feel very happy to have this Beltline property coming online. They're also reconstituting a street grid from that is what is now what is going to be Killian Street from Marion to Chester Street again. So enabling more ways, as I like to say, for water to run or for traffic to move around. With that, we ask that you support this and recommend approval. Thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor of this application? Is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition to this application? Hearing none, this board will go into executive session. Are there any comments or questions?
I'm prepared to make a motion.
Please proceed, sir.
With regard to Z-16-15, I move that this board accept staff's findings of fact.
Second.
The motion has been made and properly second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Motion passes.
Further, with regard to Z-16-15, I move that this board send forth a recommendation of approval subject to the conditions on page 4 of the staff report dated May 12th.
Second.
The motion has been made and properly second. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, nay. Motion passes.
The next case, Z-1629, an ordinance by Councilmember Keisha Lance Bottoms to rezone property located at the Loch Lomond neighborhood to the R3 single-family residential zoning district and for other purposes, MPUP and Q, Council District 10, MPU recommendation for P, deferral, approval for Q. Staff recommendation, approval.
Is there anyone here? Go ahead, Ms. Crawford.
Z-1629 is a council member's personal paper, and the purpose of this legislation is to zone the Loch Lomond neighborhood to the R3 zoning district for the purpose of an annexation pursuant to the 60% method into the city of Atlanta. To provide the board and audience a bit of context, the Loch Lomond neighborhood is located to the south and east of New Hope Road at the intersections of Loch Lomond Trail and Heatherland Drive within unincorporated Fulton County. The neighborhood is in close proximity to MPUs P and Q, Council District 10. The subject property is approximately 260 parcels located west and north of the city boundaries. The site includes both single-family residential lots and structures and passive green space. Each lot that is developed as a single-family home has vehicular access from either Loch Lomond Trail, Heatherwood Drive, Heatherland Drive, Heather Court, Landlark Drive, Ornke Lane, County Line Road, or Tartan Lane. There is a companion CDP amendment to change the land use category to the single-family residential designation. The intent of the R3 zoning district is as follows. One is to provide for development of single-family residential communities and the protection of existing communities on lots of a medium size and density of not more than one dwelling unit per 18,000 square feet. The second purpose of the R3 zoning district is to provide for the development of recreational, religious, and educational facilities as a basic element in a balanced community. There are close city properties located in close proximity to the Loch Lomond neighborhood, and they too have a R3 zoning designation. The staff report provided tonight does outline the surrounding zonings, and R3 is the predominant single-family zoning category within the city of Atlanta in close proximity to Loch Lomond. This legislation was forwarded to both MPUs Q and P. The staff recommendation is for approval. MPU Q also recommends approval. MPU P has recommended a deferral.
Thank you, Ms. Crawford. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in support of this application? In support of the application.
Madam Chair, board members, my name is Jim Schneider. I live at 161 Mangum Street, Southwest. Also, I'm the Land Use and Zoning Chair for the Atlanta Planning Advisory Board. And so I'm speaking sort of in that, but not directly authorized to, but just in general history. If we do these kinds of rezonings, and I think there's a good reason to do it, to bring them into the city, I would ask that we have some kind of a determination of how many of the lots would be legally non-conforming. That if we're going to be bringing in properties, we need to have some sense of how many people might be actually looking for variances. Say a lot, you said 18,000 square foot lot, and if they're 15,000, then they would have to have an administrative variance, possibly setbacks, whatever. And it would be very useful, not necessarily to have a list showing all the dimensions for each parcel. I mean, that's probably more than you'd want, but just a general sense of what we're bringing into the city and what kind of administrative variances might be forthcoming down the road. So I don't know if you can do this for city council. I think they would need to know it when they vote on it, but I would hope that any future annexations, if there are any, would have the same kind of deliberative look at what the properties are that we're bringing in. Thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak in support of the application? Is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition to the application? In support, sir?
Good afternoon. To the board, I'm William Shepherd.
Can you state your name and address, please?
4610 Lanark Drive, Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm a 40-year resident of this community, Loch Lomond Estates. I've also worked in the city of Atlanta with the school district for more than 35 years. And I've lived at this address long enough to see our community move from a working career type community to a retired community. Therefore, we understand, in understanding that South Fulton can no longer successfully financially sustain such an area, and that it is a possibility that we would need to either start a new city or annex into Atlanta or join an existing city. So therefore, with the community in which I represent, in which I serve as president of this community, and I have several of our neighbors, if they could just wave their hands with me right now. You can see this is pretty much a retired community. So therefore, we would be looking at, by the 60% vote and the 60% land ownership, as that we've already put in place, that is in our best interest as this community, as I represent this community, to annex into the city. So I'll be available for questions, and any of my group will be available for questions if that's necessary at this time.
Thank you, sir. Is there anyone else who wants to speak in support? How much time is remaining, Mr. Lockwood?
6 minutes, 45 seconds.
6 minutes, 45 seconds.
My name is Mary Harris. I live at 4620 Orkney Lane in Loch Lomond. We are asking for your approval of this zoning for our community to annex to the city of Atlanta. We have met the requirements through the 60% method, and we would like to move forth. I see find no reason with the zoning questions that he has. Our community is R3 and it will remain that way. We are very protective of it. We are very concerned, very active, and we would not allow improper zoning to come into there. We've fought for it over the years. I've lived there for 40 plus years. So we are asking that you please don't delay and consider the work that we have done to move forth with this annexation. Thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak in support? Is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition?
Good afternoon. My name is Jewel Johnson, and I reside at 4660 Orkney Lane. And I live in Loch Lomond, have lived there for 28 years. And I am in opposition to this because of the objections that I have been raising for the last 4 to 5 weeks. And I'm very sorry that you all didn't get the objections that I emailed to the Commissioner of the Department of Planning and Community Development. So I'm going to take a minute and read these objections to you, and I'm going to pass them down so you can read them for yourself. Okay? Dear Commissioner, residents of Loch Lomond have filed 3 objection letters to the City of Atlanta regarding their pending annexation. Because the City of Atlanta has not answered our objections, actions by the City of Atlanta to rezone our property located within the Loch Lomond community should be deferred for 60 days or delayed until all items of objections have been answered. The following is the list of objections filed. No mail notice was provided to residents of the Loch Lomond subdivision or the surrounding neighborhood regarding the annexation proposal. The City of Atlanta has not met requirements set forth in state law for public notification of potential annexation. Loch Lomond residents have not received such written notification, nor has any other potential impacted property owner. Failure to provide the legal required notification of property grounds is clearly a strong reason for the residents of Loch Lomond Estates objects to this proposal annexation. Failure to comply with state law, the 60% method of annexation requiring valid signatures of both 60% of the registered voters and owners of 60% of the land acreage within any map area requesting annexation into the city. The law also states the necessary number of signatures of landowners and electors should be obtained within the calendar year following the date of the first signature obtained. Failure to collect the required number within the 1 year period shall invalidate previously collected signatures. Nothing in this subsection shall prohibit collection of signatures from the same persons on subsequent applications for annexation. The city cannot determine its own number of registered voters, which can only be determined by the Fulton County Board of Elections. The city has calculated its own number, which is lower, as opposed to the number of registered voters that the Board of Elections has indicated. The manipulation of the numbers of registered voters is the basis for their claim that 60% of registered voters have signed and been validated. The state law reads as follows. For the purposes of determining the percentage of electors signing such application, the municipal governing body shall obtain a list of electors residing in such area from the Board of Registers of the county or the counties in which the area lies. The list shall be compiled by the Board of Registrars and provided by the municipal governing body in accordance with Code Section 21-2-227. The municipal governing body shall bear the expense of the preparation of the list in the manners prescribed by such code section. The proposed future land use designation under the city's comprehension plan is not consistent with Fulton County's land use designation for this community. Unless until the objections set forth in this letter are addressed in the city, all annexation proceedings should be discontinued. Numerous service delivery mechanisms have not been addressed in accordance with state law. No report setting forth its plan to provide services to the area has been presented to the residents. A municipal cooperation exercising authority under this article shall make plans for the extension of services to the area proposed to the annexation and prior to the public hearing provided for in Code Section 363636 shall prepare a report setting forth its plan to provide services to the area. There has been insufficient public discussion and awareness of a potential action that would create new annual property tax obligation for hundreds of property owners. The potential impact of the proposed annexation goes far beyond the Loch Lomond community of approximately 2,250 homes. There would be an adverse impact on the school-aged children currently enrolled in Fulton County Independent School District, as they will be required to become students within the Atlanta Independent School District. Finally, it is not clear what the reasoning of the City of Atlanta proposed annexation is, or has the benefits, implication, or cost of such an annexation been communicated by the city to residents of the Loch Lomond community. As stated above, individual residents have not received any direct communication from the City of Atlanta in regards to the proposed annexation. Therefore, because of the lack of communication from the City of Atlanta on their proposed annexation, it is not currently possible for Loch Lomond residents to make the determination if such an annexation would be beneficial or harmful to the Loch Lomond community, with the potential cost would be, or indeed, if such annexation is legitimate or legal. Because the potential impact of the proposed annexation could be quite significant remains largely unknown, and due to the lack of communication from the City of Atlanta, we ask that your committee will delay taking any action on the pending zoning petition until the above objections, either directly or through the appropriate committees, are resolved before either party proceed with adversary actions or proceedings. I have given several names to the clerk's office, and she should be giving you all reports of people that needs to come off that list. The list is old. They was taken in 2014. There are several people that has died that's on that list. There are several people on that list that's already in the city. They do not have the numbers to indicate 60% to say that they need to go into the City of Atlanta. So I'm asking that each one of you all, before you approve this, take a minute.
I'm sorry, Ms. Johnson, you have to make your comments at the podium because it's being recorded.
I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I'm asking that this committee please take a serious look at the objections, because we're still dealing with the city and asking them to cease all movement of this because they don't have the 60%. The names are old. The signatures was collected in 2014, and the law clearly states that they can't be over a year old. And I'm asking that this committee defer this until we have an opportunity to clear all the objections, and the objections has not been cleared. Thank you.
Mr. Lockwood, how much time is remaining?
Just over 2.5 minutes.
Is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone else speaking in opposition? You have 2 minutes, sir.
Good evening, Council. Just on the behalf of concerned parents, 15 years ago, I moved over from Buckhead, paying higher taxes, but having a better school. I have 3 students in the Fulton County school system.
Sir, could you state your name and address, please?
Alden Wheeler, 1485 Loch Lomond Trail, there for 15 years. I have 3 children that's in the Fulton County school system. I'm happy with my taxes. I'm happy with the school systems. The school systems grade better, much better than the schools that y'all will be sending my children to. I would have to put my kids into private school to get the same amount of education and the level of the education. And since I've also worked and looked at the petition and the numbers on there, I scanned them and I found the people that weren't qualified to be on. I ask you to defer this. Thank you.
How much time, Mr. Lockwood?
Minute and a half.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition? Anyone else in opposition? At this time, the board will go into executive session. Ms. Crawford, this board will only be considering the zoning of this property tonight. What is the board for all other concerns that persons have with regard to annexation and where they can have their concerns voiced?
Sure. So there are 2 other committees that hear annexation legislation. The Community Development Human Resource Committee will hear the land use portion of the annexation application. And then the Finance Exec Committee will actually hold a public hearing on whether or not the property should be annexed or not. This board's purview is to answer one question. What is the most appropriate zoning category to be placed on the property?
Thank you so much. Are there any comments or questions from the board?
I have a question for Ms. Johnson. What do you think would be the appropriate zoning classification for these properties if they were to be annexed?
Well, I would really like for us to take the time to handle the objections before I make a comment about what it should be. Because the only way that, in my opinion, the only way that this zoning is going to be correct is if we correct all the objections. And none of them has been.
So at this time, you don't have a preference?
Yes, I have a preference. I'd like to keep it the way it is. But I know that at some point or another, we probably will be doing something with it. But at this particular time, I prefer that we handle all the objections before we do anything with the property. We really should defer it because we really don't have any of the objections handled.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Are there any other comments or questions from the board? Is there a motion from the board?
I'd like to ask staff a question. I guess I didn't have the luxury of like looking up each of these parcels on that, but has any analysis been done on the frontage and areas?
So these properties are currently zoned Fulton County R3, and the R3 requirements from Fulton County and City of Atlanta are the same. So lot size of 18,000 square feet and a lot frontage of 100 square feet. Our GIS department does take a look at each parcel that's being annexed, and they do an analysis, and we found that the R3 zoning district sort of meets the on-the-ground requirements that you see there in the actual neighborhood. So some lots may be larger than the R3 zoning district, but each lot at least meets those minimum requirements.
Is there a motion?
Madam Chair.
Yes, sir.
I'm prepared to make a motion.
Please proceed.
With regard to Z16-29, I move that this board accept staff's findings of fact.
Second.
The motion has been made and properly second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Motion passes.
Further, with regard to Z16-29, I move that this board send forth a recommendation of approval of the ordinance that is proposed to create the classification of R3 for this neighborhood if it were to be annexed.
Second.
The motion has been made and properly second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay.
Nay.
Motion passes.
Next case is Z1521, an ordinance by Zoning Committee to rezone from R5 District, two-family residential district, to MRC1 District, mixed residential commercial district, for properties located at 240 Ponce de Leon Avenue and 684 Penn Avenue Northeast, fronting approximately 50.6 feet on the East Avenue and Ponce de Leon Avenue. Depth varies. Area approximately 0.17 acres. Land lot 49, 14th District, Fulton County, Georgia. Owner Elizabeth A. Hill, representing Little John. Applicant Dialysis Clinic, Inc., MPUE Council District 2. MPU recommendation approval. Staff recommendation approval of a substitute ordinance.
Ms. Hill, please proceed.
Good evening. My name is Elizabeth Hill. I reside at 1935 21st Avenue South, Nashville, Tennessee, and I am representing the Dialysis Clinic Incorporated. Currently, they own the corner lot at 240 Ponce de Leon, and they also own the rear property, which is 684 Penn Avenue. They have owned this property since 1992, and that rear lot is a parking lot that serves the main clinic, and has so for the last 23 years. When we started renovation on this building in 2013 is when we were notified that the rear lot was actually zoned R5, where the front lot is zoned C2. We were not allowed to make improvements to the rear lot because it's not an accessory parking because of the missed zone. One is C2 and one is R5. We are proposing to rezone both lots, MRC1, so they're compatible, and we can make the necessary renovations to the rear lot that we just made to the front lot. And we're asking for your approval.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else who wants to speak in favor? Is there anyone in opposition to this application? Ms. Hill, do you have any closing comments? At this time, the board will go into executive session.
Madam Chair, with regards to application Z1521, I'm prepared to make a motion.
Please proceed.
With regards to Z1521, I move that we accept staff finding of facts.
Second.
Second. I'm sorry, Mr. Alcott, is that a motion to approve the substitute ordinance?
I just moved to...
Sorry, got ahead of myself. Go ahead.
Okay, the staff motion... finding of facts.
Second. The motion has been made and properly second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Motion passed.
With further regard to Z1521, I move that we send forth a approval of the substitute ordinance.
Second.
Does that also include the condition include parcel 240 Ponce Leon Avenue?
Yes.
Second.
I'm sorry. Mr. Alcott, would you rephrase your motion?
I move that we send forth a motion of approval of substitute ordinance, including conditions 1 on the staff recommendations of the substitute ordinance, including parcel 240 Ponce de Leon Avenue.
Second.
The motion has been made and properly second. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those aye. Opposed, nay. Motion passes.
The next case is Z1607, an ordinance by Zoning Committee to rezone from C1C, HBS, BL, Community Business Commercial Conditional, excuse me, Historic Building or Site Beltline Overlay District to the PDMU, Plan Developed Mixed-Use Historic Building or Site Beltline Overlay District for property located at 750 Glenwood Avenue Southeast, fronting approximately 470 feet on the north side of Glenwood Avenue and beginning approximately 474 feet from the northeast intersection of Cameron Street. Depth varies. Areas approximately 4.42 acres. Landlot 21, 14th District, Fulton County, Georgia. Owner, Glen Castle, Inc. Applicant, Urban Realty Partners, MPUW, Council District 1. MPU recommendation, approval conditional. Staff recommendation, approval conditional. Z1608, an ordinance by Zoning Committee to rezone from the R5 Beltline, two-family residential Beltline Overlay District to the PDMU Beltline, Plan Development Mixed-Use Beltline Overlay District for a property located at 750 Clap Street, Southeast, excuse me, fronting approximately 47.45 feet on the east side of Clap Street and beginning approximately 409 feet from the southeast intersection of Cameron Street. Depth varies. Area approximately 3.98 acres. Landlot 21, 14th District, Fulton County, Georgia. Owner, Southeast Community Cultural Center, Inc. Applicant, Urban Realty Partners, MPUW, Council District 1, staff recommendation, MPU recommendation, excuse me, approval conditional, staff recommendation, approval conditional.
Good evening. I'm Nina Gentry with Gentry Planning Services, here representing Urban Realty Partners and others in the request to rezone these two parcels. You should have before you a site plan that we delivered earlier today. While it did not change any of the elements of the development, it did clarify certain questions that the Office of Planning had.
Could you state your address?
I'm please? Sorry, 992 Eden Avenue Southeast, Atlanta, 30316. Thank you. And I appreciate the cases being read together because we look at this as one development. You're probably familiar with the site known as Glen Castle, which was one of the first penal housing facilities in the city. And then next door to it on the west is the Arts Exchange, which was formerly the Grant Park Elementary School. The APS sold the property to two entities some many years ago as in our application, and they became separate parcels, which is why we have two separate applications, separate ownership. But it will be a cohesive development with the rehabilitation of what's known as Glen Castle, or formerly the Atlanta Stockade. We will be retaining the stone wall around what's known as the stable, and we'll be repurposing as well the blacksmith shop. On the east, or the west side of the property is where most of the new development will be as far as new buildings, et cetera. We will place townhomes along the western edge of the property so as to transition into the R5 two-family zoning that it is adjacent to. And then we will have multifamily units as well. Depending on the market, we may have condos, but we can't say specifically. And that is why you see in your staff report there are two options. Because of the market, we may do all apartments. It just depends on what happens when we go to market. There'll be retail spaces. There'll also be quite a bit of office space on the Glen Castle side, if I may refer to it that way. That'll be creative office space, similar to Industrious that you may have seen at Pont City Market. The stable will become more office, and the blacksmith shop will be repurposed for eating and drinking a restaurant. There'll be artist spaces on the west side of the property, along with additional retail spaces. We're offering the office, the studio artist spaces because we're wanting to help those that are still with the Arts Exchange as an opportunity to stay in the neighborhood. Urban Realty Partners has been working with the Arts Exchange to find them a new location. We will demolish the Arts Exchange building. It is not a designated building. And in fact, when it was constructed right in front of the main entrance to the former stockade. From the site plan, you can see we have replicated the open area or plaza in front of the stockade, which was there originally. We did extensive research on the history of the property with many different photographs. So we're replicating that. We also have an area between the stables and the blacksmith shop that will be a common space where it can be used for small gatherings, whether it be weddings or small concerts. We have been working with the communities at hand since March with immediate neighbors and the Grant Park Neighborhood Association at large. We also met extensively with the NPUW Transportation Committee. Some of the things they asked for, which we have agreed to, some cannot be zoning conditions, and we've noted that on this new site plan that it's an agreement situation. A couple of the things that the Transportation Committee wanted is they wanted to be sure we had places for zip cars, which we've provided. They wanted us to offer a bike rental, such as what's going to be rolling out throughout the city pretty soon. And that rental bike will be located at the plaza. And then they also wanted us to offer more bike spaces with a workbench, sort of a valet situation for those that may bike to work there. And that will be located in the parking deck itself. As I mentioned, we will preserve and adaptively reuse the historic Glencastle Stockade building. It will be considered demolishing the stable, but the main part of the stable is the outside stone wall, and we'll be retaining that. And then we will retain the blacksmith shop. Our overall FAR is fairly low when you look at what's allowed in low-density mixed use, which we feel is the appropriate land use, and staff does agree with us in their staff report. We will have green space created on top of parking decks. The parking deck will be tucked into the hill. If you're familiar with this site, it rises up from Glenwood and also rises up steeply from 800 Glenwood on the east. So the parking deck will be hidden into the hillside. And we did attempt to line up the entrance with Muse Street, but then we found there was a very large utility pole that was a $450,000 utility pole to relocate. So sadly enough, we weren't able to do that. But we are proposing a four-way stop at that intersection. I don't want to take up too much of your time. We're here for questions. Other members of the team are here. And I hope I've presented this in a way that we will obtain your support. We do have support from Grant Park Neighbors, NPUW, and we got enthusiastic support from the Urban Design Commission. Thank you.
Is there anyone else who wants to speak in favor of this application?
Just under 4 minutes.
All right, I won't take half that long. My name is Rick Hudson, 325 Atlanta Avenue, Southeast Atlanta, Georgia, in the Grant Park Historic District. Again, we started this with our immediate neighbors process and really concentrated on those neighbors abutting the property. We posted multiple meetings, had multiple meetings very near to the property so it would be convenient walking distance for the neighbors. We went through different scenarios of ways to buffer this from some of the single family homes. One of those you'll see on the site plan in front of you, and that is by buffering townhomes along the edge with the alley behind it. That way we get a buffer, plus we get a planting buffer between that and the homes. We also went through many of the, saber-rattling threats. We didn't have to do it with Urban Realty, but right before the RFP came out for this property, we did an article in Creative Loafing saying that we would fight this ultimately if anybody wanted to demolish the historic properties. We feel they're that important, and we're very happy with what's come through this. We ask for your enthusiastic support on this, and again, I'm here for questions. Thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor of this application? Is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Ms. Gentry, do you have any closing comments?
No, ma'am, unless there are questions. Thank you.
At this time, this board will go into executive session.
Madam Chair, if I might invite Ms. Gentry back up. Thank you for answering the question about the alignment of the driveways. That was going to be my first question, and the utility.
It was disappointing to us.
It would be nice if they could align, but I understand that there's an obstacle there with that utility. Yeah. The thing that I wanted to ask you about was there's a number of conditions that are on the revised site plan,
mm-hmm.
And the site plan that we have dated in front of us is dated May the 11th.
May 12th.
And it was stamped May the 12th,
yes,
by the City of Atlanta. So this is the correct site plan that we're
referring
to?
Yes, sir, it is.
And there's a couple of conditions on this site plan which are really not zoning conditions, that they can be part of an agreement with the neighborhood. And those are number 5, 7, 12, 13, and 14. Would you be adverse to us excluding those from the conditions that are accepting?
No, if you feel that's appropriate, because we have every intention of following that, and if it's necessary to have a private agreement, we certainly will.
Okay, thank you. If there's no comment.
And I'm sorry, Mr. Reese, would you note those for me again just so I can mark my site plan?
5, 7, 12, 13, and 14.
Okay, thank you, sir.
I'm prepared to make a motion. Let me give this a go. With regard to, and we're going to do them individually. We'll do each of them separately. The first one is with regard to Z16-07. I move that this board accept staff's findings of fact.
Second.
The motion has been made and properly second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Motion passes.
Further, with regard to Z16-07, I move that this board send forth a recommendation of approval subject to the conditions listed on page 505 of the staff report, with the exception that condition number 1 be changed to reflect the current site plan dated May the 11th that was stamped by the planning office on May the 12th, 2016, and exclude the conditions number 5, 7, 12, 13, and 14.
Mr. Reese, would you be so kind to read the conditions that you are presenting to move forward?
The conditions that will remain in place?
Yes, sir.
Condition number 1 will be that the site is to contain 75 bike moped spaces, 50 maximum required per the Beltway overlay. Condition number 2, development to provide a bike valet to be located at the main parking deck facility to include a workbench and secure entry actuated by bicyclists. Condition number 3 would be development to provide shared bicycle rental offered as an amenity or space for Cycle Hop, City of Atlanta bike share vendor, to be located at the main plaza. Condition number 4 would be at least 4 spaces dedicated to the car share services such as Zipcar, etc. 5 would be excluded. Condition 6 would be creative offices at stable building to furnish showers and changing room for bikers. Condition number 7 would be excluded. Condition number 8 would be developer to provide hardwood trees at 20 feet on center along the western edge of the property behind the townhomes. Site-specific conditions would include number 9, developer to preserve and adapt, reuse historic Glencastle stockade building. Condition number 10 would be developer to preserve and adaptively reuse historic blacksmith shop. Condition number 11 would be developer to preserve historic stable stone wall. Condition number 12 would be excluded. Condition number 13 would also be excluded. Condition number 14 would be excluded. And the final condition, number 15, would be events on the commons must close by 11 p.m. And then the 3 conditions remaining on the staff report would be that number 2, all development activity and physical changes to the building structures and site reflected on the conceptual site plan within the final HBS boundary shall be subject to approval and or final comment by the Urban Design Commission as required by Chapter 20 of the City of Atlanta Zoning Ordinance. Condition 3 would be adoption of the conceptual site plan by the City of Atlanta shall not nullify the normal role and responsibilities of the Urban Design Commission for development activity and physical changes within the HBS designation.
Is there a second?
Second.
The motion has been made and properly second. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, nay. Motion passes.
Twice, Mark.
Further, with regard to the next applicant. Good. With regard to Z-16-08, I move that we approve staff's findings of fact.
Second.
The motion has been made and properly second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Motion passes.
Further, with regard to Z-16-08, I move that this board send forth a recommendation of approval subject to the same conditions we had on the prior application.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second.
The motion has been made and properly second. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 So point of clarification. So the properties that are subject to Z-16-08 do not have the historic designation. And so the three conditions that related to the AUDC action don't need to be carried over to this application.
Okay.
So perhaps your motion.
So the single condition
on
the staff report, let me restate my motion. I move that this board send forth a motion of approval subject to the condition identified on page 5 of the staff report, that it be modified to refer to the site plan dated May the 11th, 2016, stamped received by the Office of Planning May the 12th.
Second.
All those in favor, the motion has been made and properly second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Motion passes. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Red.
Second.
Meeting adjourned.